Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan weighed in today on the wave of corporate accounting scandals that have swept the business world. Speaking before the Senate Banking Committee, Greenspan said chief executive officers who commit fraud should be punished severely. But he also said the U.S. economy was doing well despite the scandals, and he cautioned members of Congress against rushing to fix things too quickly. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Greenspan appeared before the committee for one of his periodic updates on the economy, but his testimony quickly turned to the issue of corporate accountability and the companies that have recently been accused of cooking their books. He said corporate checks and balances that had served the country well began to break down in the late 1990s. The long bull market had created too many opportunities for avarice, he said, and that overcame the judgment of corporate executives.
An infectious greed seemed to grip much of our business community. Our historical guardians of financial information were overwhelmed. Too many corporate executives sought ways to harvest some of those stock market gains.
The Fed chairman said he was distressed by the breakdown in fiscal responsibility. He suggested that the parade of scandals had changed his thinking about the government's role in regulating the accounting industry. Greenspan said he once believed that the government should have no part in setting accounting standards. He reasoned that most accountants would never sign off on a bad audit.
I was wrong. I was really deeply distressed to find that actions were being taken which very clearly indicated a lack of awareness of where the market value of accounting is.
Greenspan had general praise for the bill passed by the Senate yesterday, saying the bill's provisions are moving in the right direction and will be helpful. Although he didn't address specifics, he did say the best part of the bill was the stiff increases in criminal penalties for chief executive officers who manipulate their earnings. Having served on many corporate boards, he said, he had come to see the CEO as the fulcrum of a company, someone who sets the tone for how the company operates.
If a CEO countenances managing reported earnings, that attitude will drive the entire accounting regime of the firm. If he or she instead insists on an objective representation of a company's business dealings, that standard would govern record keeping and due diligence.
The only way for Congress to change CEO behavior, he said, is by implementing more effective incentives and penalties. But Greenspan also urged members of Congress not to rush into regulatory reform. He said there will be more accounting restatements in the weeks to come. These restatements, he said, were having a severe impact on stock prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down sharply again today, and they were also hurting the corporate debt market. But Greenspan said despite the nervousness of the markets, the economy in general continues to rebound nicely. Inflation is low, productivity is growing, and retail sales remain strong.
What it basically is saying is beneath all of the problems that we have is still a very sound structure. And if we endeavor to try to change the system in a fundamental way, we may end up doing more damage than help.
Greenspan said with stock prices down, there are far fewer opportunities for corporate malfeasance right now. He also said the business community has been chastened by what's happened and won't be as likely to indulge in accounting tricks for a while. Eventually, this sense of rectitude will fade, but in the meantime, he said, Congress has at least 2 years or so to figure out how to address the problems that have taken place. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.